Hey, Mark Rosen here. There's nothing I like better than the Beaver.
I'm sober enough to know what I'm doing, and I'm drunk enough to really enjoy doing it.
The Beezer.
And I was in Miami with my new beach house.
I'm going to perform oral sex on you.
Dan Marrero.
Dildos are not essential items.
Weekdays at 3 on The Fan.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, gang.
Yeah.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes. Boy, that is good news.
It is the 30th. Day of June, 2022. Good morning, everybody. My name is Chris Hockey. Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show on a Thursday. Yeah, here we go. It was raining when I came in, but it looks like it's starting to clear up a little bit now. Going to be a nice, nice day. Tommy Olsen on his way in. Ben Lieber, Mark Rosen, the cast of thousands. Let's get this thing started. Ryan Hamilton on his town's small 4th of July parade. Let's talk about some 4th of July, everybody. 3-day weekend, hopefully, for you coming up. Good morning to you now. Come on in. I am glad you are here.
We have a big parade every year on the 4th of July. It's the biggest event in my town every year. There are 500 people in the parade and 500 people who are watching the parade. We have exactly enough people to have a parade. If someone stays home, they're kind of ruining the parade. Here's what I love about the parade is after it's over, nobody leaves. Nobody has anywhere to go. There's only one suitable street in my town for a parade. And when the parade gets out of town, it doesn't know what to do either. And there's this moment of confusion. And then it just flips around and it comes back. And everybody just watches the other side of the parade again.
Crazy land! I'm going to perform oral sex.
Well, Lonnie Frickenda!
Crazy land!
Ryan Hamilton mentioned that 500 people are in the parade, 500 people watching the parade, 1,000 people celebrating our independence from the rest of the world. It's such a beautiful thing.
Yep.
That is a beautiful
thing. Such a beautiful thing.
I told you.
What a beautiful thing yesterday. What's your problem now?
What's your problem? On?
Camera fell again?
Well, no, it doesn't fall. People push it.
Who do you think does that? I'll give you a guess.
Who are you blaming?
I know exactly who.
Who?
Dan Barrero.
Is it Dan Barrero?
No, it's...
Is Dan, it the common man, Cole. Dan Cole?
Nope.
Is it Paul
Mark
Allen?
Mark Rosen.
Why is it
Paul Allen?
He says when it's here, it gets in his vision or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you rip Rosen?
So he knocks it over.
And then you move it over like this.
And then it falls.
Over here.
Is it a vision quest?
No, no. I've
Great
watched
point.
Him. I have video.
Oh, you have video evidence.
Hot. So I rolled one day because I was like, oh, who is doing it? And oh, yeah.
Oh, you caught him.
Oh. Yeah.
Did you turn him in?
Yeah.
Did you roundly criticize
him? Did you sass him? I didn't say anything
sass his
for
ass, bitch?
Months and then brought it up on the radio.
Post it online.
See if I can find
like
it.
We did yesterday. Because, look, yesterday morning on this show, Sauce said he didn't know why we celebrate Independence Day. He said it was maybe our independence from the rest of the world.
I did say that.
And Chris... thought it was a bit. You were really, really, really hoping.
Yeah.
It was a bit. How quickly did you realize it wasn't? When did it sink in that was not a joke and he didn't know?
I'll tell you the truth. It didn't sink in that it wasn't a bit until we were in the room with Burb and she didn't know either.
Yeah, which was crazy.
Hey!
There's T.O.
Hey, what up, buddy?
Hey, so here's the thing,
yeah.
Sauce.
Yeah, Daddy.
Here's the thing. Here's what you've crafted over the, 15 years on the radio?
You've
How long have
you
been
crafting.
On the radio?
I don't know. When did hockey take me in?
Here's what Sauce has crafted. So many people have so little faith in you that they don't know whether or not your failures are a bit or not. For example, yesterday morning, our independence from the rest of the world? And half of Twitter's like, he's kidding. The other half are like, no, it's a bit. He's just doing it for a bit. Then we go to the St. Paul Saints game, and Sauce throws one of the worst first pitches in the history of first pitches.
It truly was.
And right after it happens, it's all over the internet. You can see it. It's on the Power Trip account. Right after it happens, Chris and I, before we even walk off the mound, we go, did you do that on purpose? He goes, no, it slipped. Got stuck in my hand. But then this massive debate breaks out on Twitter going, oh, he's just doing it for the bit. Even Common on his own, Common's like, no, he understands entertainment. He did it for the bit. Half of Twitter says you did it on purpose. Half of Twitter says worst throw I've ever seen. You can epically fail or not know basic U.S. history, and people just go, he's probably just doing a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but you told me that like 10 years ago, Corey, that that was my path to success.
We either have to be laughing with you or at you.
Either way, it works.
Yeah.
So that's my career thesis statement.
Yeah, but now, whether we're laughing with you or at you, still doesn't solve those two mysteries. I am convinced he didn't know, and I am convinced that throw was real.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
100%.
Yeah.
Yep. And yes. Chris.
Yeah.
Either way.
Who has
you
also
are correct,
lived
sir.
In my bubble
yeah.
with Sauce the last 15 years, also believes he did not know who we celebrate our independence from, and he absolutely thinks that throw was an unintentional bad throw. He did not do that on purpose. It literally got caught in his hand, and he threw it right into the grass.
Yeah. I was astounded not only by how bad the throw was, but how big that tiny little ball looks in his tiny little hand.
Well, how about just how he gripped it? You looked like you were trying to throw a knuckleball.
Yeah,
well,
you were.
That's
right?
Everybody kept
that
saying.
That was a weird way to hold a baseball.
You were fingernailing it.
It looked like that was the first time you had ever thrown a baseball.
Yeah, first time you'd ever seen a baseball.
Right. Like, what do I do with this?
Yeah, and the weird part is, before I got to high school, I was pretty damn good at that sport. That was probably my best sport, was baseball.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I played third base. I was really good at
it. Hot corner, baby.
Yeah. But now,
hot corner.
I don't know what happened.
Do you know the alien in Men in Black, the one that does like the insect, whatever?
Yeah.
You know, like walks a little weird, talks a little weird.
Oh, yeah, exactly. In the first one. Yeah,
right,
great.
Right, because
great
he's in a human skin, right?
He's wearing an Edgar suit.
Right, he's wearing a human suit, right? That's kind of how it looked when Sauce was throwing the baseball yesterday. It looked like there was an alien in a human body trying to like fake being a human and blend in.
Man, I will tell you, that was 100% not on purpose. When that whole bit started where they're like, all right, you guys are going to throw out the first pitch. And I was like, oh, Corey's really going to do it. And then I was like, I can't remember the last time I threw a baseball. And then I kept telling myself, because when I did it for the Twins, they're like, just aim high. Release it as high as you can because it'll give you the best shot of not doing what I did. So I'm loosening up my fingers because I'm going to the whole wrist thing. You got to throw your wrist.
Yeah, follow through, yeah.
Follow through.
Your fingers.
Yeah, because they're tiny, so I got to get them around the ball.
You had gripped it like it was one of those claw prize things.
No, I know. I don't know what happened. I have these moments in my life where things just go haywire in my head. And I'm like, man, that almost works with how throwing it into the ground. That's the beat of me throwing it into the ground. Well, it was bad. Like yesterday was not a good day for me. I sounded like an idiot and then I look like I'm wearing a muumuu out on the field. That didn't help. Then we run that race, and my T words are like everywhere. I'm a disaster.
So we did this thing called the swaddle waddle, and if you go back and watch the replay of that, Christopher, what I thought was funny about that is, so I go first, giant pair of like oversized underwear, right?
Yeah.
And when I was running from third to second to pick up meat sauce as part of this underwear relay race, I have both hands essentially on the underwear so I can run as cleanly as possible.
Yeah,
I'm holding it up.
Yeah.
When I pick up meat sauce, right, he gets in as well. If you look back at the video, it's almost like I have him on a leash. He's just running and I'm holding the underwear.
I thought that was the job of the first person.
No, if we all hold it up, it's less likely that we're going to have it fall or trip on it or get it tangled. So watch it again. It looks like I have him in a harness. Like it's a chariot race and you're my horsey.
Yeah, well, then hockey started olaying me as
we
were running.
I did smack him on that ass.
Yeah. You were spanking him.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I was trying to get him to go. Yeah.
I mean, that was the best part. We won, though.
Well, hey, guys, we won that race because of one very small game theory option. Which is just,
hockey went in the middle?
No, you take the inside track.
Oh,
yeah. I took the inside track. I'm like, why are they lining up wide? That's a longer path. I'm going on the inside track. We're on this thing.
Yeah, if you'd put Hockey and I in charge, we would have lined up in way left field. Yeah. We'd still be out there. Yeah.
What are you more embarrassed by? Your lack of knowledge of U.S. history your first pitch?
Well, in all honesty, I'm not embarrassed about anything.
But if you had to vote, which one hurts your soul just a little bit
throw.
More. The throw does?
The throw, because it's on video. And I know we're in the Harbor Hour, but I'm not going to say it, but I look like hell. I mean,
I didn't think you looked that bad.
Oh, I look horrible.
No, I really don't. You just probably got a bad angle.
You know, like when they...
Oh, yeah. That's every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah,
but you always say that you hate being called dumb, which...
but I don't like being called dumb by...
Dumb people.
Yeah, or just, I just don't like being called dumb. And you guys didn't call me dumb yesterday.
Ooh, we heavily implied it.
No, I know you did, but you didn't use the word. I don't like the word.
I thought about it.
Yeah, which is fine, and I would have got mad. I don't like being called dumb.
Well, listen.
That's fair.
Two things that I observed. After you throw the ball and it goes 3 yards and hits the ground.
3 yards is generous. That's 9 feet. There's no way it went 9 feet.
You act as if it might explode. And so that then got me to thinking, did he think it was a grenade, number one? And number two, if he ever does get tossed a grenade, we're all dead. Because you might throw a grenade, which is almost the same size as a baseball, 3 yards from you, and kill everybody in the platoon.
Yeah, oh yeah. I'm a liability no matter what I do.
You flinch a little bit if you're afraid it's going to explode.
Yeah, I flinch a lot. I don't know what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of everything, though.
Based on that throw, though, I would never stand anywhere near you in a bar if you're playing darts.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah, that's fair. It doesn't look like you know the release point. Yeah. That's the thing. You gotta follow through and snap it on the way down. You held on to that ball until it was aimed at your feet.
I'm shocked I'm still not hanging on to it. That's how long I held on to the damn thing.
Way too long.
Yeah, it was
so
embarrassing.
It got stuck in your hand? Or
did you just catch the laces? Is that what it was?
I don't remember, but it was bad. I mean, it's worse than Baba Booey's.
Yeah, by a mile.
Yeah.
It's the worst first pitch I've ever seen.
It didn't make it, right? It stopped.
Yeah.
It rolled.
Did it roll all the way there?
Most of the way there.
Well, the great thing for me is that his was so bad that nobody noticed.
Yeah, I was just going to ask that. How was yours,
Hawk?
Mine didn't make it to the pitcher either.
Yeah, that's fine.
But it dropped about a yard in front of him.
That's okay.
But that might have been because I was distracted by the grenade that just hit the ground. Yeah. Beside me. And also, it grazed me with his giant T-words.
Oh, come on.
That one hits home.
Yeah, come on. Speaking of that, who's making a pizza?
Max, you were there. You were in the stands. You saw the first pitches. You saw the swaddle-waddle race. Your thoughts from a spectator standpoint?
It was unbelievable in a way. I thought you guys were all throwing the same... like the pitch at the same time, so pretty much nobody would see if somebody did bad. But Sauce's was so exceptionally bad that stood out amongst the three pitches on at the same time.
Yeah.
Now imagine, this is why when iHeart, 2-3 weeks ago, needed a volunteer for our company picnic night at the St. Paul Saints game.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not doing that. And Zach volunteered. And Zach airmailed it.
Yeah.
Throwing the first pitch by yourself, I would have said, hard pass, no thanks. The fact that we had all three of us, it was like exactly what Max said. It's like, all right, it might be bad, but it's not going to be epically bad. And then yours was epically bad.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you had done that one by yourself?
Yeah.
To not even have Chris and I out there at least semi-distracting from your throw. Just put together your hands for the fans, Paul Lambert, then... Parade. Right to the feed.
It was hideous.
They would have canceled the game.
Yeah, they would
have. I think they would have had to.
Yeah, they might have.
Well, they had to repair the
divot I put in the ground. Yeah. It was bad.
Is it nerve-wracking out there? Did the nerves get you at all?
No, I just, I'm unathletic.
I wouldn't say that.
Well.
Got limp wrists.
Yeah. Yeah. You.
No, we had a good day yesterday.
It was super fun. Look like an athlete.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We did the first pitch, or at least two of us did the first pitch.
I did the shot put.
Yep.
I did the first ever shot put.
Sauce, you and I did about an inning of television broadcasting.
That was fun, yeah.
Right, it was
that
TV and radio. Is that simulcast on TV and radio?
What channel are they on?
They're on 96.7 KFA and the Plus on radio and on TV. It depends. But they're usually on like cable access channels. So like 19 and White Bear, they're all over the place.
Because obviously, I knew it was on the Plus, but there was clearly a TV production going on as well. So we did about an inning of some baseball broadcasting, and we basically talked about how dumb our show is and how we like gambling.
Yeah.
And then, Chris, you sang Twist and Shout
on
top of the dugout.
I
that
sure
was
did.
Cool.
Yep. Yep, that was fun.
Did you eat anything fun?
Zacho and I ate before we went. But yeah, the food, the lines for the food there.
Yeah.
That's an A-plus organization.
Yeah, it's the best, man.
Everything it's about the best.
It's everything, so cool
it's
there.
Beautiful. It was a beautiful day. It was a perfect day at the ballpark. The food, everything. It was
the breeze.
Everyone's happy.
Yeah.
Just smiling.
It was great. People are super, like, when we all went down to watch hockey, a lot of people were, like, super into it. And, like, season ticket holders down there. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the only drag that I had with the entire thing is we were so busy that I didn't get to spend much time talking to all the people who came out there to hang with us.
Right. They kept us moving.
Yeah, which is cool. That was fun and everything like that. But, if we didn't get to say hi to you out there, I apologize. It was so great to see so many people out there. I know that the lovely and talented Max got to spend more time with the listeners than any of us did because – Zach was filming or being punched in the face.
Oh, God.
And we were actually doing stuff. So, and by the way, it looks much worse than it was. I didn't hit you that hard, and you hit me much harder when I allowed you to hit me back. But nobody filmed that.
Well, the best part of the Zach punch that maybe some of you have seen on social media is Sauce punches him in the face, but you had that head protector on, right? You punch him in the face, and you were ready for that. You knew that was coming. You did not know that the Chris punch from the right side of your head was about to hit you. So not only did Chris hit you pretty hard, it just completely caught you off guard.
Yeah, you relaxed.
Yep. Yeah, so he hit you flush, and you didn't see it coming.
There's my left hand.
Yeah, that's your spanking it.
No, that's your spanking it hand.
Your right hand is my spanking.
Max, do you spar? I know you love boxing. Do you spar ever?
No, not really. I've been into a bunch of fights as a kid, like in the streets. I've never actually been in like an organized, sanctioned spar.
Man, you know? I do not believe I would throw a good punch, but that second punch by Chris was a solid one.
Yeah. Right. Yep. The kisser.
Right. Zach said he saw stars.
Did you really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
He blamed
hockey. Rocked him a little bit.
Well,
Zekko. What if you gave him a concussion?
I didn't. There's no chance. There's my left hand.
No.
And you had a mask on.
Yeah, he relaxed. That's why it looks so
bad.
That
mask did not provide protection.
No, Chris, why did you hit him? Because there's no chance he was trying to steal your women.
Yeah.
No, he had a mask on.
Oh.
Yeah. And I didn't think it was that big a deal.
I don't think you'll ever have to worry about him stealing your women.
No, well, touche. But I don't want him stealing my dudes either.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. Or your lawyer.
True. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You were eyeing Lawyer Lambert last time we were around each other. That's true. Touche.
No, that was
how could I not?
It was a fun day.
Well, you know, what's cool?
Yeah, it was great, dude.
Like the Lower Town St. Paul right there with like the Bulldog and all that area.
Yeah, it's great.
There's way more stuff down there than there used to be, too.
So cool.
Yeah.
And then Thursdays in the park, they do like a little show out there, too, like live music and stuff.
Great area.
Our guy Derek's incredible.
Yeah, the whole everybody, Drew, everybody that was down there. We had a great time, and it was soup's fun. Soup's fun. So thank you, everybody. And
cool
again,
idea.
Thank you to everybody who came. We'll do it again at some point.
Yeah, I did like one of the teams that we raced in the Swaddle Waddle.
Yeah.
I believe that the one group was a threesome of twins interns or something.
Right, yeah.
I think that's what somebody
and
told
twins.
Us. And the one gal walks up to us when she realizes we're Team KFA, and she goes, "Which one of you is Meatball?"
Yeah.
And Chris points at Sauce, and Sauce goes, "What no?" And she goes, "Are you Meatball? My grandpa is obsessed with you." And Sauce is like, "Great."
No, he said, good. I get that a lot.
Oh, yeah, I get that a lot. That grandpas are obsessed with you.
Maybe that grandpa slept with my grandma.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. Does she want a career in sales at all, or?
I like that joke. I'm the only one that likes that.
I don't get it.
I don't get it just that the sales staff doesn't know our names.
Oh. Zecko!
Two of them.
Wow.
Yes, yeah.
Throwing haymakers
Claire
himself.
And Dylan do. Front page sports next on The Fan.
Sports Leader. I don't know why the forecast thing ran twice, but I think it's going to clear up now, right? Because it was raining on my way in.
Oh, yeah, same. It was the best wake up ever.
Yeah, man.
A little bit of thunder.
Yeah, lightning and a thunder.
Yeah, it's going to stop in about an hour, yeah.
I'm caving in. Come on, everybody. Patrick Morning Show, Tommy Olsen's here. It means it's a Thursday. Best day of the week.
Thanks, Oxy.
What's been going on, Sweet Pea?
Hey, so actually it was a big week.
Oh.
Today, exactly today, we're 100 days out from the wedding.
Oh, my.
But even bigger news, Schmoll?
Yeah.
Got engaged last Thursday.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at Schmoll.
Yeah.
It's all happening.
Yeah.
For Schmoll.
I know.
Schmoll,
man. I know. It's the best ever. Yeah, so he took her down to Florida, proposed right on the beach.
Your mic's on?
Now, is this the same gal you said off the air that you have no interest in, that you think it's the wrong match for Schmoll, or is this a new one?
No, I'm kidding. No, so we were on her beach volleyball team, me and Cess were. This is not an exaggeration how it started. I walked up to her, and the first thing I said, not even saying hi, I said, you should date my brother. It was the first thing I ever said to her, and now they're getting married.
Look at Schmoll.
Wow. Look at you.
Look at
Schmoll. How about that, huh?
What are you guys
thinking? Matchmaker over there.
There's that Lord Fletcher's. Yeah, it was all time.
You should date my
brother.
Great
spot.
Great spot. Yeah.
Great margarita.
I once walked up to a woman and said, you should date my mother.
Yeah, well, that hockey, Tommy, hockey yesterday said on this show, I want my dad to get a divorce so I can have a stepmom.
I understand.
That was a joke. And mom, if you're listening, I was just joking. But I am kind of obsessed with stepmom porn. I don't know why.
Yeah. Have you? Oh, speaking of weird stuff, that's not that weird, but weird things. Have you guys seen the Eat, Sleep, Pray, and Spray or whatever it is?
What?
No, you guys know what I'm talking about.
What
eat,
now?
Sleep, Spray.
No,
and pray?
It's on. What's it on? Netflix? The church one?
Oh, yeah.
Pray and obey.
Oh my God.
I've seen Warren Jeffs.
I've seen it.
I've seen about half of it because my mom.
He's the worst human being ever. Well,
my mother and my wife were watching it.
He's horrible. The end of it?
I haven't seen the end yet.
Oh, dude.
I'm at number four.
They find an audio tape.
Oh,
that's all I'll say. Yep.
He's
terrible. He's the worst human being of all time. He should be
shot.
That's
a real statement.
I mean, he's one of them.
No, I'm not kidding.
He'd be a top 10 draft pick and the worst human being draft of all time.
He'd go first round, 100%.
He would. Yeah, he's a first round pick for sure.
Yeah. He's running like a 4.4.
Yeah.
285.
He should be shot in the back. I've seen like 30 minutes of it, but if I could just say one thing.
No, Corey, it's right up your alley.
You know what? In this situation,
honestly,
fire away.
Yeah. Honestly, let her rip.
Yeah.
It's time for Front Page Sports.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Time There's a now lot for of it. Front Page Sports, presented by Holiday Station Stores.
Yeah, Holiday.
Hey, hell yeah, man.
June Purple Thunder exclusive at Holiday. You can get 3 for $5.
The best.
Yeah, plus, man. You can get holiday coffee. You can get car washes. Yeah. I get lottery tickets there, but you can also get Purple Thunder Mountain Dew.
Last day to take advantage of the discount bit for 10 cents off a gallon,
But bish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Kevin Fiala is now a Los Angeles King of Anaheim. Bill Guerin was on with Dan Barrero.
Because we're getting the deal that we wanted. And there's no guarantee that you get to the draft and other teams are going to step up. You know, I think what happens is people see, a player like Kevin. And, of course, a lot of teams would want to be involved. What does that take? How can they actually do it? So, look, I didn't want to just go to the draft kind of and kind of wing it and see what, you know, see what comes out of it. We had something that we were very happy with. Mm. And, you know, there's, I just don't believe in that you have to wait to the draft to maximize what you're going to get. I don't think you necessarily do.
And the deal that he's talking about is Brock Faber of the University of Minnesota. And they got the 19th pick in the draft from the Kings. So the Wild have pick 24 and they got pick 19 from Los Angeles. But again, I just mentioned they also got University of Minnesota defenseman Brock Faber. And Barrero asked Bill Guerin, what do you like about Brock Faber?
Well, the fact that he skates so well, he defends extremely hard. He can play big minutes. He's a right shot, and he's played in high stakes hockey since he's been a young kid. You know, that includes, you know, this past year at the U with their run and the NTDP. Playing the Olympics. So he's been on the big stage before. He's, you know, he's a young kid and he's played in a lot of big games.
And he's a captain.
Yep. And then Fiala is signing a 7-year, $7.9 million a year average deal with Los Angeles. So that's a massive contract for Fiala.
He's a slick customer.
Yep.
And he probably has a very large penis.
You never know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
100%. Zachary, Brock Faber, University of Minnesota, your thoughts?
I think he's a very solid defenseman. He's got, you know, another year to improve. And we mentioned the fact that he's a captain this year, which is well earned again. And like you heard Phil Guerin say, the Olympics, he played well over there. And it'll be interesting to see what he does. For the Wild here in the future, I like the trade.
Hawk, too, your thoughts on the trade. Or Zach, too, excuse me. Your thoughts on the Kevin Fiala trade to the Kings.
Like this, you know,
You are electric.
Thank you.
So what he hasn't even played yet.
Who? Brock Faber?
Yeah, has he?
Not in the National Hockey League, no. He was a second-round pick by the Kings.
Oh, he was a captain of the Gophers.
Yeah.
Respect.
Respect.
Hey, what's your name? Zacho.
Yeah.
Zacho. Who did we meet yesterday? We met two hockey players yesterday.
Yeah, we met Noah Cates and Jackson Cates, both... Stillwater Ponies,
yeah,
UMD Bulldogs, and then Noah's playing for the Philadelphia Flyers now.
Yeah, huge fans of the show.
Yeah.
They were at the game yesterday.
Oh, that's fire.
Did Noah say he got his dad initials for...
He bought him initials for Christmas.
Christmas, yeah.
Yeah.
Where did you get that?
That's my favorite hockey player.
That is swaggy.
He said he found it in a trash can.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, he said he found it. Yeah, somebody wanted to donate it, but even they didn't want it.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
So he currently plays for the Flyers. Is that what you said? Flyers? Yeah. Well, why doesn't he come in and play initials?
We invited him. I got his mom's number.
What?
Which is kind of weird.
Whoa.
Yeah, you did.
That's a...
Shut out.
Man.
She is mine, actually, but yeah.
Man, that was off the board if you were betting that this morning.
Why don't you call him and he can play tomorrow? Let's get it booked for tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll shoot her a text.
Shoot your mom a text.
You should do.
To worry about. No, I'm just saying.
Town knows, Zach. Whole town knows, buddy.
Do you know how jerseys have like sponsors now?
Yeah.
You should do like a little initials game on like a Philadelphia Flyers.
Yeah, that'll be cheap.
Yeah, I could definitely afford that.
All the profits you made, gone.
Yeah, just gone. Just so
for one game.
You'd be in shifts.
You'd be in the hole pretty quick.
Yeah, pretty quick.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go back. There you go. Back to where you were.
That's how I go.
Look, next week, I'm out of town. Charge is hosting. The week after that is the major in Detroit Lakes. And the week after that, we might have something else. My point is,
teaser.
For a while here, we're going to have to shut this thing down. So tomorrow's his window. It's a small turnaround time.
Yeah.
Text his mom. Why don't you call his mom?
It's the only time I'm ever going to say
accidentally,
this.
Accidentally just hit the call button instead of text.
You did not.
Why don't you leave
it's
his
6 o'clock in the morning.
His mom a voicemail.
I'm texting.
I'm sorry that I called you at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, her husband's going to be going.
What's your son doing?
Yeah. Right. I should just text her. You up?
Yeah.
No, is your son up?
Is your son up?
Yeah. You said that.
I'm a twin. We met yesterday and I felt a connection.
Yeah. I'm in love with your son.
Twins blew it against Cleveland yet again. The Twins scored 3 in the top of the 10th, including a Kepler 2-run home run.
Yeah!
But the Guardians scored 4 in the bottom of the 10th, including a Naylor walk-off 2-run home run. The Twins lead the division by 2 games.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
All 5 losses against Cleveland this year have been by 1 run.
Damn.
Aaron Gleeman tweeted this last night. In the Minnesota Twins' last 4 losses to Cleveland, they've had win probabilities as high as 92, 98, 82, and 95. If the Twins had won all 4, they'd be up 10 games on the AL Central.
Aaron Neville tweeted this last night.
Oh, do you still have that guy saying that? Will you play that banger?
Do you have any Christmas Aaron Neville?
Oh, no. Who sings the song with them, Hogs? Linda Ronstadt.
Oh, yeah.
Banger.
Please play that.
Dave Mustaine? From Back of Death?
Yeah.
Whoa.
From Back of
Death. I had a little too much coffee.
Oh, this song.
I almost said it. We're 5 minutes out of the harbor.
Look at these tees.
As Meets Us puts on the undies that used to fit him.
Look at that pitch.
He throws like his arm died right before he threw it. He don't know much. And he doesn't count calories. He's the fattest human being we know.
You're not the heaviest, but percentage-wise.
Look at those tees. As he runs a half a foot. Look at those sandals. They really want to quit their job. His shorts no longer fit. Even though they're elastic. Lululemon hates that he wears them.
You know, as a singer, you know when somebody starts singing the national anthem, if they start the first note too high, they're screwed the rest of the song. Yeah. That's what happened in verse 2 of Sauce. Oh, yeah. Yep. You started that way too high and couldn't bring it back down.
Couldn't bring it down.
Anyway. Big trade in the NBA. DeJounte Murray goes to the Atlanta Hawks for Danilo Gallinari and 3 first-round picks. The thing that's getting everybody to scratch their heads.
What?
The second two, the last two of those 3, 2025 and 2027, are first-round picks that are unprotected.
Oh, that's insane.
Man, so...
What does that mean,
Gordon? Wrap it up, guys. Here's the short of it, right? If you're a team that is always... In, like, let's say the Warriors outside of the whole team getting hurt, right, when they ended up having the worst record in the league.
Mm-hmm.
The Warriors know they're going to have one of the 3 or 4 best records in the league if they're healthy, right?
Sure.
So if you give up 3 first rounders and you're them, you're probably not gambling much because you're giving up 3 picks that are in the late 20s, and those are all crapshoots, right?
Right.
If this even remotely turns south for the Hawks, if this doesn't work out, like, to the nth degree, then in 2025 and 2027, that's... 5 years from now, that's a lot of incomplete information. You might be giving up a top 3, 4, 5, 6 pick.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I mean, this is a real gamble.
They're going for the Hogsley approach where they're just hoping they're going to be dead by then.
Correct. Yeah. They don't care at that point. They're praying and spraying.
Global warming, it's all, you know.
So if you're the Hawks, you just have to hope that you're a playoff team or better for the next 5 years, or these are going to be significant picks.
Yeah.
None.
And now everybody is saying in the NBA circles that the Spurs are in full tank mode for one of the best prospects since LeBron James.
Yep.
Who's this guy?
He's I think he plays in Charlie Huntington.
Oh.
Yeah, he's like a 7-foot just freak.
Yeah,
freak!
He's incredible, I guess. I don't know much.
Why?
Because I'm an idiot.
Yep.
Jerry.
Yeah,
Jerry.
Jerry.
We were buddies.
Go pass again.
Yeah.
Not at all.
And last but not least, Chris, you're familiar with the Minnesota Vikings, correct?
I've heard of them.
You know when you go to U.S. Bank Stadium, they have DJ Ski once in a while?
Yeah.
Right? DJ Ski. There he is, and he's spinning discs and whatnot, right?
Sure.
You're like, hey, cool, DJ Ski's here. He's playing songs. And you're going, who the hell's DJ Ski?
Right.
You ever thought that? I mean, even if he, I'm not saying he's not a nice guy, but I'm saying, have you ever just thought like,
where's he come from?
Yeah, I know. I wonder who he is.
Yeah.
Zach, you're nodding your head like, yeah, he's a big deal.
Yeah, yeah. I did the NASCAR race at LA Coliseum earlier this year.
Oh, he's a good driver.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. He played the music there. But yeah, he's a nationally known dude.
Yeah. Apparently he has way more money than I thought. Well, did you see what he did?
No.
Darren Revelle tweeted this yesterday. DJ Ski tweeted out, quote, picked up one of the rarest and only true rookie Lewis Hamilton card in the world last night. There's only two graded nines, no tens. So he is one of the two best Lewis Hamilton cards on the planet. Okay, I didn't know they had cards for Formula One racing or whatever they are. Final price, according to this little tweet, $292,000. Wow. DJ Ski, the guy that plays the music before Vikings games, has enough money to spend almost $300,000 on a Lewis Hamilton card.
He also has a $1 million sneaker collection.
And he's on his Instagram right now. He's in the Mykonos
of Greece.
McDonald's?
Wow. Honestly, though, how much are the Vikings paying him per game? I mean, I'm not saying that's where he makes his money. I'm just saying if he has this much money, he's not doing that for $1,000 a game, right?
No.
What is the paycheck for DJ Ski to spin records?
What's his connection here?
I don't know. But I'll gladly spin records for half of whatever he is.
Yes, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh.
He does it for Michigan football, Twins, and NASCAR. Wow.
He also helped make the music for Halo 4.
Yeah, there's where a chunk of his money
comes. 500K followers on Instagram too.
That
makes you some.
That's solid.
He's from here.
$300,000 for a Lewis Hamilton.
He's
card.
From Minnesota.
Yeah,
where do you go to high school? You guys should get him on the old after party.
I already typed in the message.
I got a lot of questions for DJ Ski.
Yeah, can I borrow some money?
Yeah, can I borrow some money? Number one. Again, number two. How much do the Vikings pay you?
Yeah, no. What a good gig.
He's not going to answer. Okay.
Wait, look at his shoe collection. My heavens.
Yeah.
Okay,
he was on the Billboard magazine's influential Power Players 30 Under 30.
DJ Ski?
He's 38. Him and my grandma shared the same birthday.
Which one? The one that was an alcoholic or the one that never took another lover?
The second one.
More of the Power Trip Morning Show with Tommy Olsen after this. Then Ben Lieber joins in about 20 minutes on
the KFAN.
Hey, Max.
Hey, what's good?
How many times do you think when we have Power Trip appearances that random gentlemen with afros have people come up to him and say, Max, what's going on?
That's super funny because I was just saying that because I talked to so many people yesterday, but so many more were giving me the look like,
yeah.
Is that Max, or am I going to be racist for going up to this random black guy?
It's a tough spot for people.
And then I started to wonder if there's other people around the Twin Cities that have afros that have been asked if they're me.
Oh, you know they roll with the two.
I know that Mr. Z said he just walked up to you. He's like, well, that's got to be Max. I'm thinking, well, that's a hell of a lead, Mr. Z.
I thought Mr. Z was going to whoop my ass. He was like, hey, you here? I'm like, hey, man, it was a joke. I went to the theater, I swear. I didn't actually watch it on
Broadway. I forgot about that.
It's good to see Mr. Z and his son yesterday.
Yeah,
I've seen him in a long time. Yeah, it's good. Good
last
good
time,
day.
Yeah, we saw that movie with him.
That was the last time we saw him, do you think?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
God, that was years ago, dude.
Yeah, but how great was that movie?
That's a great movie. What movie was it?
Kong versus Godzilla.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't years ago. That was like months ago.
No, it was like 2 years ago.
Who cares?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No, I don't mean to upset you.
No, you haven't.
If you really want to upset Sauce, start talking about his travel plans.
Or his pitch.
Because honestly, you're dodging bullets
this
week.
There's no chance you're leaving. There's zero chance. You want to bet right now on his travel plans?
You're flying on the one airline right now that is canceling flights left and right. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Delta's the one that's saying we're just way, way, way short on pilots, and that's where you're going. Your flight's, what, tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
And
I haven't checked in yet, but I check in at 11.
Scale of 1 to 10, how mad are you going to be if they say you're not going to San Diego?
Scale of what?
1 to 10.
What do you think the scale is?
I don't know. I hate scales.
Oh, well,
yeah.
They don't like you much either.
Oh.
I know.
You've been coming at his weight all week.
I know, but it seems to hurt him now. And it's funny because he's so much skinnier than I am now. You're so skinny. I don't know why you're so worried about it. I'm serious.
I appreciate that.
Well, you know you look good.
Yeah.
What size pants you wearing now?
Too large.
That's a huge
one
bitch.
To 10, how mad I'll be?
Yeah.
8.5?
How mad will Kel be?
If we don't go?
Yeah.
I think she'll be mad, but she doesn't have the temper of a 4-year-old.
I'm just going to put it this way. She's going to leave her bags packed.
Yeah.
But this would be the second. This would be the second trip, technically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I probably deserve it, so it'll get...
No, you don't. You'll be fine, but I do want to bet on it. Anybody want to bet on it? And what I'm betting on is that it doesn't leave on time. It may leave.
Well, like, I bet you it delays.
I'll just keep drinking.
Oh, that's the best.
That's the best.
Yeah, go right back to Delta Club.
Yeah,
boom,
just get loaded. Yeah, I hope it... the Creasels who we are going with, they leave today, and... I don't think they've had any issues, but they'll leave for 12 hours. Yeah, well, they'll get out because John is, God loves John.
Well, he better.
Yeah. I don't know. I hope I go. I'd be devastated if I didn't.
Really devastated? Because there's no part of you would be like, oh, good.
Well, I mean, I get to go up north with Lawyer Lambert and go to Muggs.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Fire. Yeah. That's the fourth.
I don't care.
With David, but...
Fourth on Mille Lacs isn't bad.
Outside of Las Vegas, there's never a vacation I'm about to take where I don't say, that'd be cool if it all gets canceled. I want to go, but if, you know, I could stay home, too, I'd be
cool. Well, it's funny, too, because Delta, like, issued that bit, what was it, Wednesday? About how, like, anybody flying tomorrow or Monday, they're, like, letting anybody change.
That's right. Yeah.
So I was like, all right, Kelly and I will leave today. So I went on the Delta app, and I put in the information, and I'm like, I couldn't change it because I'd upgraded our seats.
Oh good
and
for you.
If you change it with that, you lose the upgrade and the miles.
Yeah.
So
you can't do that.
No,
can't do
that.
No, it's not worth it.
You can't do that. I'll roll the dice tomorrow.
Yeah, might as well.
But my gal's got a lot of good karma on her side, so we should be good.
Yeah, man, there's good karma.
Have fun at the airport.
Even not. It's fine.
The airport's great.
It doesn't matter. As long as you guys are together, what's it matter?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Doesn't matter.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be fun either way. I mean, I'll get loaded.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so.
You better get your A word back here. We got to work on.
Correct. That's the other thing I'm worried about. Getting back.
When do you come back?
I come back Tuesday afternoon.
Right, and then Corey leaves Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Tuesday afternoon, I leave. Yeah, I'm gone Wednesday.
Oh, you guys see each other at the airport. Yeah, yeah. So it could be
different
just me
terminals.
And you, Max.
What happened?
It could be just me and Max next week.
No, Zach will be here.
Zach,
I thought Zach was going to Vegas.
Yeah,
I'm coming back Monday.
A lemon back Monday. Why would you go to Las Vegas?
He's a lemon back Sunday.
For the 4th and leave.
Because you leave on the 4th? Gotta be here at work.
What
do you want him to do? You want him to stay the night of the 4th to watch fireworks and then fly home? He can come home on the 4th.
Yeah, man, he's a lemon back Sunday.
There's your podcast. Do you know how high you're going to be? You know how great fireworks are when you're just ripped?
No. I haven't ever actually tried that. Damn. Oh my God. You got to find some fireworks
Never
on Monday.
Why are you so mean?
Me?
Yeah. No, Lemon Back Sunday.
Yeah, Lemon Back Sunday. It was being nice to you.
Oh, Lemon Back Sunday.
Yeah.
Hey, Hogs Daddy.
Yes, sir?
In the break.
Yes, sir.
I brought up a bet to these guys that I think you might have you might be in on it, too.
Let's hear it.
So, the Gophers to win the West versus the Vikings to win the North.
Ooh, that's a
both.
Good.
No, so it's a parlay. Both. It's parlay, right?
No, versus.
Oh, you wanted it to be versus. Okay, see, during the break, so I thought
you said and during the
so
break.
Did I.
That's why I was so quick to say I'm in. So how it went during the break is I thought you said that you wanted 2.5 to 1 or 3.5 to 1.
Yep.
Gophers win the West, Vikings win NFC North. And I'm like, oh, duh. So Paul's like, I'll think about it. And I go, I'm in.
I'm in. I thought you meant you are betting that both of those things are going to happen. We take the opposite.
That's what
side.
Yeah.
Oh, I think you said and. That's why I did. Both
correct.
Were
considering. Oh, yeah.
My bad. My bad.
If it's just one or the other.
No, I say, like, you. I would take the Gophers.
Right.
But then you'd have to give me, like, 2.5 to 1. So, like, 250 versus my 100.
So, what happens if they both don't do it?
It's a push.
Yeah, Hawk and I could. Well, we could combine. Yeah.
What are your thoughts? Think about it.
Think about
it,
Limitback Sunday.
They're going to lose their last four games.
The and was an easy yes.
Says who?
Me.
And that other guy on Twitter last night.
They'll beat Wisconsin. Wisconsin is trash.
Yeah, they're trash.
All we got to do is beat Iowa.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, the last time you did that.
When I was playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you haven't played in 20 years.
Correct. And that was hideous.
No.
You've never,
Oh, yeah. Rutgers in Illinois. Yeah. Okay.
You should have seen T.O.'s. T.O. and Sess walk into OVO on Tuesday because they had a big open house. So T.O. and I both are full on supporters of OVO LASIK and Lens.
Place is sick.
And here comes T.O. with 10,000 just kegs of energy. And then Sess is just a showstopper. She just stops the room, the whole room. Eyes on Sess when Sess walks in.
Thank you, Cor.
Man, you guys.
Thank
what a power
you.
Couple those two are.
Ah, Cor, man. Thank you. She was very, well, not mad, but she was frustrated that I didn't tell her to dress up a little bit more.
Oh,
that wasn't dressing up?
No, she said she was, yeah.
That was underdressed?
Very underdressed.
Okay.
Yeah, she's dialing in right now for the old wedding. She looks very good, very hot.
What did Corey have on?
Cor had a normal black shirt, black pants, white shoes.
Nailed it.
Great to see Cor. Angie looked great.
That place is sick.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Place is state of the art.
The new place is so much better.
It's unbelievable.
And the old place was badass. This place is even better.
It's like a nightclub. Right? It's like a whole vibe
And we
to
can
it.
Throw a rock from here and hit it.
Right.
Like right down the street.
That.
It's so cool.
No, it's so cool.
Yeah, they killed it. Knocked it out of the park.
And you know they are hitting and sticking when they have travail cater.
Ooh.
Which meant a lot to my wife, didn't mean so much to me, because what am I going to eat? Right?
Travail's
every
incredible.
Time I've gone to travail, it's been spectacular for everybody around me. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm glad you guys are liking it. The drinks are great.
Place is A+.
Did you see the watermelon thing they
did? Angie had that, yeah.
Dang. So they take watermelon, they put it in nitrogen, and then you put, like, caramel
watermelon inside a watermelon? Come on, Zacko.
I don't know what that means.
Goodbye. Come on, Lone.
Yeah, the place is sick. Place is so cool.
Place is great.
All time.
Yeah, come on, Lemonbacks.
Ben Lieber joins in a second. We'll do What Really Matters. Mark Rosen later. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Van.
You're welcome.
That's right, Buck Cherry. We don't play enough Buck Cherry on the show. There's no doubt about it. And
they got some slammers.
Yeah, thank
Who's
you for
this?
That. Buck Cherry, of course.
Yeah.
One of the great bands of all time. And they're playing around here like three times this summer.
Are you going?
Are you going?
I don't know. I want to go. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Christopher.
You want to go with Buck Cherry with me?
No.
Thanks.
Hey, Hog's Daddy. Yeah, I see you back at Annandale on the 4th.
That's right,
Remember
man.
I saw you last
we were
time?
There. Are you coming
what
to
time bitch? No, I'm going down to Fairmont this year, but that was an all-time show.
Dude, it's so much fun. Thank you. Yeah, we have a great time.
Do you know who's going to be up there? Put him on the spot. Lieber will be up there.
Is that? Are you going to Annandale?
You have a
Tommy too. What are you doing this weekend?
Am I Tommy too?
You can be, yeah.
I can't be. I don't even know where to go.
That. Yeah, you have a cabin in that Annandale area, correct?
Yeah, the Maple Lake area. Yeah,
yeah. We're July 4th. If you guys are busy, the Fabulous Armadillos. It's a great time and it's free and it's fun.
What time will that be?
I don't know, but I do know this tonight in St. Michael, the Fabulous Armadillos.
That's really?
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. Can't wait.
What
outdoor
time will that
show.
Be?
One of the first outdoor shows of the year. It's gonna be great. What time? I don't know. I think we go on at 7:15, something like that. I don't know. Something like that. It's going to be a fun night. This band from Australia named Dazzy is opening up for us. They're great.
What are they saying? Silverchair.
There are three. That'd be cool, too.
That would be cool.
Three Australian sisters, and they are really good.
Is that right?
Are they, yeah.
Are they really good?
D-O-Z-Z-I-E. Dazzy.
How do you say it?
Or maybe
Dazzy?
Y. Yeah, Dazzy. D-O-Z-Z-Y.
I'm going to have to look them up.
Yep. They're going to be big stars.
You know, just for research.
Oh, it's D-O-Z-Z-I.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Yeah, they're going to, I think they could be stars. They write their own music and they have the accents, if you know what I mean.
That's where do you find the Dawsies?
Where you find the Dawsies?
So they're actual sisters.
In the Brazies, normally. How's that accent?
Andrea, Jesse, and Nina.
Yeah. 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 They sing and they play guitars.
There they are. Here, and they wear
short skirts and they're very pretty. They released their music video for the Rolling Stone endorsed Fools.
I would have shown up to that show if it was Silverchair.
I understand.
I think I would have gone.
Yeah, I think they're going to be okay. I'm there. And like we've known each other forever. You wouldn't go just to see me?
Yeah. Yeah. Tom's following all of the minutes.
Tom, your band.
What do you think? Should
plans
we go?
Opened up tonight. Yeah. Shocking.
Yeah. Schedule just kind of just flew wide open. Zeal.
Zeal. You guys ready for what really matters?
I don't think I can handle another moment.
Yeah, I don't know what
really matters because I like it.
I do scores and stats around the world of sports, and in between, Chris changes your life.
Yeah.
Did you know Mark Parrish?
Yeah, of course.
He's on our show on Wednesdays and Fridays. He'll be on tomorrow.
I kissed him on the mouth once.
Your mic's on.
He'll be on tomorrow.
Truly, I did.
So the Kevin Fiala trade goes down on a Wednesday. We don't have Mark onto a Friday. So let's just do this.
Morning, Power Trippers. This is Pear Bear here with my quick take on the Kevin Fiala trade. Oh. It was a trade that we all saw coming. It was something that had to be done. I know that Billy Guerin talked about maybe moving somebody else. There was talk, I should say, of maybe moving somebody else. But the Kevin Fiala trade just makes it clean, makes it easy. You don't have to mess around with the salary cap issues that are coming up now and trying to figure that number out as well as trying to build the rest of the team. And I love the fact that we got a first-round pick. And Brock Faber, we get four picks in the top 54, two first-rounders. And you look at Tampa, look at Colorado, those two teams in the finals built through the draft. So it's a great thing that we're adding up on draft picks here. And Brock Faber, good young defenseman, Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year, played at the Olympics. A lot of upside, obviously a Minnesota kid, 19-year-old from Maple Grove, that I'm hearing is maybe closer to getting a chance at the big club sooner rather than later. But time will tell on that, and I'll have more for you guys tomorrow morning.
That's really good.
So the 19th pick in the draft, and Brock Faber, Kevin Fiala goes to the Los Angeles Kings of Anaheim, and then he signs or is about to sign a 7-year deal worth an average of $7.9 million a year. I think he made just a touch over $5 million last year with us, so he gets about a $3 million a year raise on average over the next 7 years.
Wait a minute. He's from Maple Grove.
Yeah.
He's got to be. How old a guy is he? Does it
19,
say?
I think.
He's my daughter's age. I wonder if they went to high school together.
You should ask her.
Yeah.
What if you text her and say, hey, do you know Brock Faber? And she says, he's the worst guy I've ever met in my life. I hope he dies.
Wow. My daughter would never say that.
Yeah, Abby would never say that. No.
But what if he's so awful that he's the first person she's ever said that about?
That would be something my children would text.
I would be like, let's talk and maybe call the authorities because something terrible must have happened.
Yeah. Right.
Let's call the authorities.
Yeah, because Maple Grove, look at this. He graduated with Abba Dabba.
Yeah, text her. Let's get the inside source of Brock Faber.
She's got the day off. She's been working 18 hours a day.
Man.
It's unbelievable.
Good for her.
Yeah.
What does she work for? Nike? What really matters
shots at Nike.
Wow.
Is this.
They woke up this morning like, what did we do? We just make shoes.
I don't. Whoa.
The old lady's working for them?
No, exact opposite.
Yep.
All right, hold on 1 second. I got to get to my what really matters. I was all freaked out there because I thought maybe I knew this kid, maybe coached him in Little League. It looks like I didn't. It looks like I didn't coach him at all, which is why he made it to the NHL. Before the 1940s, Ben, pink was considered a masculine color, and blue was seen as feminine. Wonder what the hell changed that. For real.
Isn't it like the baby advertising or something like that?
It must be, right? It must be diapers or something like that.
That's what I believe I heard back before. That, yeah, it's like advertisers kind of just decided that like pink is for girls, blue is for boys, and then it just went from there.
You know what I always think is weird? And I think specifically of you, Ben, because I'm looking through a kind of a tinted glass. Are you wearing pink right now or peach?
Peach.
Okay, yeah. And yeah. You and Tommy in particular look really good in pink. And when you guys wear pink, people compliment you a lot. You ever notice that?
I would say over all the other colors that I wear, yeah, I probably get more comments. I wouldn't say the compliments. Comments about pink or salmon.
100%.
Or fuchsia or whatever we're wearing.
Yep.
Only, I think, because not that it looks good on us. It's just that you don't see a lot of guys wearing pink.
Right.
Exactly. So
right.
It's more just like, oh, you're wearing pink. That's cool.
Yeah.
Bye.
More like, yeah.
Wouldn't it be cool if the Raiders just went crazy one day and decided to change their colors to pink?
Man, that would be crazy.
That'd be awesome.
They could do it for the old October.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The old breast cancer awareness. Yeah, just a lot of guys rocking pink.
Yeah. The whole uniform.
You know what's interesting about that is because, so in the Korean traditions, we do the 100-day birthdays. And so my mom has...
What is this, meat sauce or Henry Lake?
No, yeah. Wait, what do you mean?
So on your 100th day of being alive, you do a little celebration. And they have these special outfits. And the boys, the ones that my mom has, two outfits, you know, one for girls and one for boys. And the boy one is pink.
Really?
And I asked her, like, why is the boy one pink? And she's like, well, that's just the traditional colors for boys.
Hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
100 days.
Interesting.
And I was probably 100 pounds at 100 days.
Oh, my
God. Oh, yeah. You would not have fit in these outfits.
No, I don't fit in any outfit.
I told you when I was 7, really I had to get a physical, right?
You had to do what?
I've never told this story.
Maybe you did, but please give it to us again because I love your stories. They always make me feel good.
Oh, thanks. It makes me want to cry. But
well, I didn't mean it like that.
I'm kidding. No, I was in first grade, 7 years old, and my mom goes, yeah, Tomers, we have to go to the doctors today. I'm like, okay, sounds good. Just driving there. And we go down to the U, and I was just like, why are we going here? I wasn't used to this doctors at all. So we end up walking in, and my mom's with me. And they do a full-out physical when I was 7. Like, to the point when they say, all right, we got to see your testicles now. I had no idea where my mom had to say, all right, there, it's your balls, Tom. You got to bring your pants down. And they had to do the whole thing, right? And then I had to weigh in, do the height and all that stuff. It's because I was so fat that I was over 100 percentile in height and weight. And they thought I had giantism. And my mom, we just get in the car afterwards, like it's no big deal. And my mom goes, all right, Tomers, good job. Want to go to Dairy Queen? I'm like, yep. And then we went to Dairy Queen. But that's...
Can I ask a question? How can you be over the 100th percentile?
I don't know, but I was. It was like a guaranteed fact that no one was bigger than I was.
Jeez.
You guys, I was over 100 pounds. I was over 100 pounds. I was bigger than my brother. And my brother was 2 years older than me. We just had
that's
no
a huge bitch.
We had no idea why. Man. Turns out I just like to eat. And then, yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Sorry, it's therapy session this morning, apparently.
Man.
You know, Tommy, none of that surprises me.
Augustus, save some room for later.
But, you know, the weirdest part was at track and field day, I won this is where I'm going to start to sound braggy, but I won every race. So it was like a weird thing.
Yeah, you were a freak.
I had a little freak to me when I was younger.
A little freak to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, unicorn.
Yeah, but not good. Yeah, I did a shirt. Oh, yeah, did I ever tell you that for the preschool? Here's
Jesus,
another one.
Hockey still left.
Here's another therapy session. Preschool graduation, right? One of my earliest memories. My mom gives me a brand new white polo. Probably got it in the men's section, but brand new white polo tucked into my cargo shorts, sitting there. And they decide red Kool-Aid jammers were the play that day. My fat ass grabs the red Kool-Aid, grabs it, squirts it, obviously misses my mouth, goes all the way down my white polo, and then the only shirt they have in the back is like a kid's medium.
Oh.
So my mom, I obviously put it on. It looks like a little crop top, barely covers my belly button. And so I have a spare tire going to preschool graduation. My mom shows up and she grabs the preschool teacher, pulls her aside and just MFs her for about a half hour and says, what are you doing to my kid? But yeah. So all my preschool, like, graduation pictures is me in this yellow shirt that is
We have to see one.
Looks like an Under Armour shirt. If my mom, my mom's listening, she'll send it to me right now.
Oh, my God.
I bet your my mom will text me right now. You're so cute, honey. You're not.
Of course. Lots of moms are for. Oh.
But, yeah, those are the memories we think of when I was younger.
I'm sorry. Oh, I haven't laughed that hard in a very long time.
I think I can visibly see your emotional scars.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. I get a little tense.
Your emotional scars are showing.
We need to make like a young rock featuring you because it's so good that you turned out so beautiful and handsome.
Thank you.
But because your stories, I can laugh at them because it turned out to be okay.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. You want to tell 7-year-old Tommy with the white polo busting at the seams.
Yeah, right. Just screaming.
In Kool-Aid stains that... 29? 29, yep. 29-year-old Tommy's going to walk into OVO with Sess.
That's what I'm saying.
Everything's going to work out.
Great.
Yeah.
My God, dude. My God. Yeah. They thought you were a freak.
100%.
They literally thought you might make the scales too small. You know what I mean?
Like giantism,
they needed,
yeah.
They mm-hmm. needed to, yeah. to yeah. like, if he's the 100th percentile, we need a bigger percentile.
Right.
Yeah, you were
look at you
were destroying
dude.
Mathematical law.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Like, literally, you...
Yeah, it was...
You were Goliath.
Yep.
That's unbelievable.
It was, yeah.
And you know what, dude? And please take this in the spirit that I say, you're not that big a dude now.
No, 100%.
Like, you're not... Like, your brother's enormous.
Correct. You know what I mean? My brother's like, way bigger than I am.
He's 6'7", right?
Yeah, 6'7".
Like... Did you stop growing in fourth grade?
I stopped growing junior year of high school. I gained 1.5 inches.
Were you kind of disappointed by that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
I was.
Yeah. What are you? How tall are you?
Like 6'3", 6'4".
Yeah.
I always thought I would be like 6'6", but
they
whatever.
Must have thought you were going to be 8 feet tall when
yeah.
you were four.
Right in the day, yeah.
They were going to put you down at one point.
100%.
Yeah.
All I can think about is Freak. The Andy Reid punt passing
yeah.
kick.
100%. You should see some pictures, man. I know I've tweeted that picture out where I had bad handwriting in first grade compared to everyone because I had a first grade desk. And then my mom came in and they had to go get the fifth grade desk and bring it down because it was so big. Yeah. Just nuts.
You looked like Robin Williams in the movie Jack.
It did. Yeah. No, it was God, super yeah. bad, but I never felt weird. You know,
did
I
they ever
felt
think
normal.
You were Benjamin Button, that you were going the other way?
Did they ever think you were lying about your age?
No. I did have to bring my stuff to football, though, all the time. Yeah.
You know what, dude? And I know that there are families out there right now who have children going through some similar things.
Yeah.
It's all going to be okay.
Of course.
Right.
Look at how great Tommy turned out.
Well, it was my mom and dad. They just made me so confident.
That's the best. Yeah. And that's the way mom and dad should be. And you know what else? You're marrying a princess.
Thank you. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. They got to get a different scale because she's more than a 10.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I mean, oh, man. Yes. Dark times, but yeah.
I hope you don't mind me laughing.
Yeah,
I mean, I haven't
seen hockey laugh that hard in a long time.
Yeah, thanks for the therapy.
You're gonna do the news, Chris. But if you don't mind, can I do the first news story when we come back?
I would love it. I would love it.
The names of media companies probably don't lead the news very often, but I'd like to tell you the name of a media company when we come back.
I,
it's worth your time.
I cannot wait.